We now get into the details of the giving rise to bodhicitta, the 7 points of training and cause and effect of giving rise to bodhicitta. And those 7 points are, first, regarding all beings as our past mothers. The second, remembering the kindness of others. The third, expressing a sense of gratitude for their kindness. The fourth, developing love and wishing beings to have happiness. The fifth, cultivating compassion. The sixth, developing a responsibility in this. And then these 6 points are the causes which then give rise to bodhicitta, which is the seventh point. The first point, regarding all beings as being our mothers. How is this possible? Is because of within samsara, we don't just consider ourselves to have had one life. We've been cycling in existence for many, many lives. And if you think how long has time been, then we see how vast the possibility is or how many lives we may have had. We could have had countless lives. And in every one of those lives, we expect that we had a mother that gave birth to us. And so for all of those lives, we've had a mother. So we've had countless mothers. And so in terms of Buddhism, we say that we don't know who has been our mother before. It's possible that every sentient being has at one stage been our mother. And whenever they have been our mother, they showed us great kindness. They looked after us and they protected us. For many people, it's quite difficult to accept that we've had many lives. They only believe in this life. However, if we have one life, why do we think it is strange that we may have had more than one life? What do we think happens to our mind stream when we die? Maybe our body stays here, but the mind stream, do we think that this just dies away, or does this continue? And if it continues, where does it go to? There have been accounts of people documenting people that remember their past lives. There was one very famous person, Mr. Stevenson, and he recorded over 2,500 cases of past life experiences where he interviewed different people. And all of these people had had past life experiences and he documented them. So just because we don't remember that we have past lives doesn't mean that they didn't happen. In fact, if we think about it, we don't really remember what we did a month ago, what we did 6 months ago, a few years ago. So why do we think it's strange that we wouldn't remember our past lives? And this in a way is quite a pity, because if we remember being a chicken in a previous life and somebody decided to come and slaughter us because they wanted to have delicious Nando's extra hot spicy chicken wings, then we would be a lot more careful and less likely to go and kill chickens or rush off to have Nando's chicken wings. For instance, why is it that some children are born and they have everything they need, materially, love and kindness wise, they're looked after, and other children are born and it's very, very difficult for them? The differences in the situations they find themselves is a result of cause and effect. Now, it's not to just say that we have to say, oh, this is your cause and effect, it's your problem. We must always practice bodhicitta, kindness and compassion towards others as a number one. However, when things are difficult for ourselves, we also can take responsibility saying, oh, actually, I understand why it is difficult. It's because I planted these seeds, these karmic seeds, and I'm experiencing the result thereof. This really underlies the principle of the first point, which is to regard all beings as being our mothers.